This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca, Tass and Senator Dean Smith. Tass.
Thank you, Macca. And we actually have somebody on the phone, another senator on the phone, Senator Rice. Janet Rice, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm very good, thanks, Macca and Tass, and hello, Dean.
G'day, Janet. How are you?
Great crew. Really well.
we're able to say that our show is full of senators and CEOs this morning, so you're part of that.
Excellent. Great. Such fine company is.
And great to have you on here.
Senator Smith, that's
great to have you on here. So you're calling in to talk to us about a conference that's coming up next week. Tell us all about the conference.
Yes, look, it's a conference. It's an LGBTI Women's Health Conference. And
LGBTI, so there might be some lesbian and gay women? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you're right. LGBTIQ, yes. Maybe there are some same-sex attracted women who define themselves as gay rather than lesbian. I'm not sure. Diversity, I mean, that's one of the key things, is actually acknowledging the huge diversity across our communities.
Janet, I find it a bit amusing. I was just going to say, I find it a bit amusing because in some of the work that I've done historically, we were looking at sort of gender-specific population groups. Often researchers would come out and say, oh, yes, of course, we need to actually talk to LGBTI men as well. And I'd say, well, actually, no, you don't, because it's GBTI men.
That's right, exactly.
There you go.
Be careful with our language.
Of course. I apologise for interrupting you.
That's all right. So, and really, it's looking at the experiences, you know, from across the spectrum. So, looking, you know, lesbian, bisexual, queer women, you know, gender diverse, trans women, intersex women, Aboriginal women and sister girls, women of colour, women with disabilities. So, and just looking at the specific health needs, but also the shared health needs of, and reflecting on the diversity of experiences and committing to working together. For more inclusive approaches to LGBTI women's health and wellbeing.
I understand it's a national conference.
That's right. Yes, and so it's a really important and quite unique opportunity for bringing together people like myself, you know, campaigners and activists, and other activists in the community, health workers, academics, community leaders, young people, old people, you know, coming together, learning from each other, and about, you know, how we can be working together to improve health and wellbeing, you know, for each other and across our communities.
So, Janet, if any of our listeners wish to attend the conference, how can they do that, and when is it on, and where is it on?
Look, that's a very good question. I'm speaking on Friday. Let me just check my... I think actually the conference starts... I think the conference starts on...
Thursday, perhaps?
Yeah, it's at the Jasper Hotel in Elizabeth Street in Melbourne. And I think probably if, you know, people are interested in more details, if you were just... Googling LGBTI Women's Health Conference Melbourne, you'd find all the details.
Well, we'll do that. Thank you very much. Janet, and what will you be speaking about at the conference? What's going to be your subject?
Look, I'm really going to be just looking at the issues of intersectionality and how we can be working together and how we need to have the health services for women right across the country. I mean, it's all very well to be setting up, you know, LGBTI health services in St Kilda and Northcote, but we need to be making sure that there is inclusiveness and people that understand the needs and are well-trained and well-equipped to deal with the needs of our diverse community right across the country.
very much. It's great to have you on the waves this morning. Best wishes with the conference next week, and we look forward to tracking down what happens at the conference and perhaps even identifying some of the speakers that we can bring here into the studio.
It's organised. The organisers of the conference, Victorian AIDS Council and ACON, and it's starting on Friday, and I think it goes through until Saturday as well.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Jan.
Terrific.
Okay, have a great day. Bye bye.
Thank you. So, sounds like a good idea, the conference. I mean, it's there are some specific health issues that for women that really need to be addressed in a specific environment.
What I think is actually really exciting, Macri, is that our very own AIDS councils have now broadened their remit to include women's health issues, queer women's health issues, so they're not just really focusing on gay men. I think that's a big shift, and I think that's important. And hopefully our Simon Ruth might be able to talk to us more about that when we get him on the blog shortly.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.